coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show with Mark flying solo today as Sarah and Pam have just left me. They left me high and dry, you guys. I can't understand why, but here we are. We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is brought to you by DeBlois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From home to business, DeBlois Electric offers repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, and heat pumps. No job is too big or too small for their fully trained, licensed technicians. Visit DeBloisElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers. I have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the SPS Property Inspections team, Scott and Elaine St. Pierre. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Hey, Mark. Good.
Good. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thanks for having us.
The business is growing beyond your wildest dreams.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So... Elaine, you're the business manager.
I am.
For SPS, and Scott is the owner. But he says Elaine is the face of the company.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Apparently. I'm the co-owner.
The co-owner. Gotcha. All right. We'll get all that squared away.
She has more titles than I do.
Yeah, I do.
We'll get all that squared away in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, September 11th. The Sun Journal reports that the Lewiston-Auburn-Portland commuter bus service, also known as LAP, capped off its first year of service with its highest monthly ridership numbers so far. August saw a new high of 2,594 riders, surpassing the previous high of 2,508 in July. The last 4 months have seen a 9% increase in monthly riders. The city of Auburn is warning residents of a scam involving taxpayers being contacted by phone or email with a notice of a property lien or back taxes owed that require immediate payment. If you feel you may be a victim of this scam, the city suggests you hang up the phone or disregard the letter and call the city at 333-6601 to address the situation. The Auburn Fire Department announced the promotion of firefighter and paramedic Joshua Labonte to the rank of lieutenant. He holds a certification with the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians as a paramedic and Fire Officer 1 and 2 certifications. Lieutenant Labonte has been assigned to Rescue 5 on D shift. And nominations are open for Uplift LA's Finest Under 40. It's your opportunity to shine a light on LA's rising professionals and recognize young leaders shaping our community. Nominations close on September 19th, and voting begins on October 13th. Learn more at upliftlamaine.com. Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
It's a good one, right, Elaine?
Yes, it is a good one. Yeah, great. I love Sarah.
Sarah nailed it. She nailed it on that one. We have a great stretch of weather ahead. Blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 76 and a low of 46. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a high of 71 and a low of 50, and a mixture of sun and clouds on Saturday with highs in the low 70s. In sports, the Red Sox lost to the Athletics 5-4. Sox closer Aroldis Chapman gave up the winning run, giving up his first hit since July 23rd. Boston is off today and will host the stinking New York Yankees for a weekend series starting tomorrow night. Bates College beat Thomas College 8-0 in women's soccer and 2-0 in field hockey. Central Maine Community College softball lost both games of a doubleheader against UMaine Augusta 7-1 and 13-1. CM Women's Volleyball beat Great Bay Community College 3-1. The Maine Nordiques opened their season on the road against the Philadelphia Rebels on Friday and Saturday nights. And the Patriots visit the Miami Dolphins on Sunday afternoon. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment. That is
sweeping.
Thank you, Elaine. The Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Elaine is lip-syncing to Famous People Birthdays. I absolutely love it. We're going to take a look at FPBs for September the 11th. And we're going to start off with singer Harry Connick Jr., who is 58 years old today. You're familiar with him?
He's also an actor.
He is. What show is he on?
Oh, I don't know.
He was,
isn't it Roberts or something?
One of the police shows or something? Who knows?
I should have looked this up in advance. Sorry.
You know, me too. Maybe I should have looked it up too. Oh, he was on Will and Grace back in the day.
Oh, that's right.
He played a character called Leo Marcus, who is the husband of Grace.
That's right, for a few episodes.
Yeah, yeah. And then he was in Hope Floats.
That's the one.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, that's what I meant.
Yeah, and he lent his voice to the animated classic The Iron Giant, which came out in 1999. Mm-hmm. Christy McNichol. Is 63 today.
Oh, my goodness.
You remember Christy?
She was in a show called Family. Like,
yes.
I was too young to watch it. But
she sure was.
Yeah.
And
wow.
She won 2 Emmy Awards for her work on that show.
Wow.
She was also in a film called Little Darlings with Tatum O'Neill.
Yeah.
And Only When I Laugh.
Hmm.
Yeah, she was big good. back in the 80s.
She was,
right?
Yeah.
Anne Ramsey is 65 years old today. She was in the sitcom Mad About You. She played Lisa Stemple. And she also played Helen Haley in A League of Their Own.
Oh.
What a great movie.
I saw that movie. It was great. Yeah.
Legendary sports reporter Leslie Visser is 72 years old today. She's covered the Final Four, the NBA Finals, the World Series, Triple Crown, Monday Night Football, the Olympics, the Super Bowl, World Figure Skating Championships, the U.S. Open, and so much more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness, wow.
What a career she's had.
Wow. Amazing.
Guitarist Tommy Shaw of Styx is 72 years old today. They got some good tunes.
Yeah, Styx is good.
Actress Amy Madigan is 75 years old today. I remember her. Have you ever seen the movie Uncle Buck?
Yes, she was in that.
She played Buck's girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the one who worked in the tire shop.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good.
She was also the mom in Field of Dreams.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's done a bunch of other stuff, too, but I think that's probably what she's most well-known for. Mm. And rounding out FPBs for September 11th is movie director Brian De Palma, who is 85 years old today.
Wow.
Some of his work includes Stephen King's Carrie in 1976, Dressed to Kill in 1980, The Untouchables, Mission Impossible. Mm. Oh, Scarface. Let's not forget about that one.
A lot of them I haven't seen.
Yeah. Scarface, Body Double, Blow Up. Yeah, he's done a bunch.
Wow.
And he is 85 today.
Oh.
There you go. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for Elaine's favorite jingle.
I'd like this one.
The OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Good job, Elaine. Wow.
Elaine was lip syncing to that one as well.
She really got into that one.
She sure did. She was air guitaring and everything.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. 31 years ago on this day in 1994, Jessica Tandy died of cancer at the age of 85. She was fantastic.
She was.
She starred in Driving Miss Daisy.
Yes.
Right?
That was a good one. Really good one.
44 years ago on this day in 1981, Nancy Reagan said the White House really badly needs China. So she went out and she spent $200,000 of our tax dollars on new dishes.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't kidding. And back in the 80s, $200,000, I mean, that could buy a lot of china.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about 5 or 6 plates. But.
Right.
Right. 51 years ago, on this day in 1974, Little House on the Prairie debuted on television, starring Michael Landon and Melissa Gilbert.
That was a good show. I love Michael Landon.
We used to watch that religiously.
Yeah, it was so good. House. It was all that was on.
Yep. It was when we had 3 channels, right?
3 channels,
yeah.
If we were lucky.
Yeah.
You get the aluminum foil on top of the TV.
Yeah.
You know, kids today, they'll never understand.
They don't, no.
58 years ago on this day in 1967, the Carol Burnett Show premiered. One of the greatest shows of all time.
Love that show.
Yep.
I have videos of it now, DVDs.
Harvey Korman and Tim Conway.
Conway was
Vicki
the best.
Lawrence. What a cast. Yeah. It ran for 11 seasons and won 25 Primetime Emmy Awards.
Wow.
Yes. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for September the 11th.
Don't miss Central Maine Community College's open house and homecoming weekend on Saturday, September 27th. Whether you're a future Mustang, proud alum, supportive family member, or a community friend, there's something for you. Visit cmcc.edu/homecoming for details and the full schedule.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Scott and Elaine St. Pierre of SPS Property Inspections. And before we get to your new services, Scott, can you give us an overview of what SPS Property Inspections is all about?
Yes. We work with realtors and home buyers inspecting homes before they get into the biggest purchase of their life, you know. So pretty much it, right?
And that's a big responsibility for you because people are leaning on you and your expertise and your experience to help guide them to making the right decision.
That's correct. And when I do the inspections, my intentions are to educate them as I'm going through the house with them, explaining things, pointing things out to them. Because a lot of people are first-time home buyers. They don't know what it all entails and what responsibilities they're going to have because they're used to their landlord taking care of everything and now they're going to have to.
Right. Mm-hmm. And at some points in life, you kind of miss having a landlord.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah. Especially with the winters we have here in the state of Maine.
Absolutely.
And I'm one of those people. I will admit to anyone, I despise winter.
Oh, me too.
I'm with you there.
And the older I get, the worse. Yeah. The worse winter is.
And I just have no use for it. But anyway, we're Mainers. We have to deal with it.
It is what it is.
I've been through a whole bunch of them. What are some of the things, Scott, that young home buyers and even like older first-time home buyers should be looking for when they're looking to purchase their first house?
Well, you want to make sure that, you know, the biggest thing is, your roof is in good shape because if your roof is not good, then you're going to have all kinds of issues coming down through. Your furnace is a big thing, electrical, other three big things, basement too, water in that. Here in Maine, we get a lot of water in basements, so that's a big thing to be able to take care of that, too, because you don't want to have hidden water issues in your basement, and that just can cause all kinds of different issues up through your home.
As you mentioned, your roof as well, because that not only is water going to be leaking inside your house, but it can cause mold issues.
Correct, because that moisture is just coming down through,
exactly.
And it's just going to stay in there as no way to really dry out if it continues to leak. So as everybody knows, mold is not a good thing.
No, and it can be pretty pricey to remove.
It absolutely is, yes.
Yeah, so you can spend a few bucks, and you can end up saving a lot more in the long run with a new roof or roof repairs.
Right, exactly.
Scott, when did SPS Property Inspections start?
Well, we officially launched
February 19th.
Okay, there we go. I knew it was February. I wasn't quite sure what night, what day. February, we got going, and I think it was probably March was my first inspections started up. And it all came up because of, last summer I was out of work because I had hip surgery. And then Elaine's sister and brother-in-law were moving up from Massachusetts. They couldn't be around for their home inspection, so they asked me if I could follow the guy around since I didn't have anything better to do. So, following him around, I got the idea. It's like, I think I could do this. So here we are.
And you've just been growing ever since.
We have.
Right?
Yeah, we're trying to kind of anticipate things slowing down in the real estate market. Of course, as we know, winter, everything slows down. Mm-hmm. So we're branching out, offering some handyman services. My initial thought of it was, you know, when people buy homes and they move in, they need things put back together,
right.
Furniture, shelves put up, different type of things like that. So that's what I'm trying to – I started this handyman thing offering that type of stuff.
Elaine, I'm sure you stay busy with this.
I am so busy. The challenge is to keep slots open for inspections because the realtors will call and they need it done quickly. And Scott's got a reputation of having it done within 48 hours.
Yeah.
So we've got to be very careful to juggle and not schedule too much handyman and schedule small handyman jobs.
Right.
So it's a juggling act, and it's every day is different, and it's exciting, and it's...
Right, and we don't want to get the reputation that we keep pushing off the handyman services either, you know, because the main thing is home inspections. We just got to be careful how we tell people we can tentatively be there on a certain day for handyman services.
And also, Scott has built houses. He can do any handyman job, but he has to choose the ones he wants to do. He doesn't want to build an addition or something. He wants to do something that take a few hours to leave the slots open. So it's an interesting
act. And can you give us an idea of the scope of the handyman services? I know you mentioned like putting up shelves and stuff like that, just for people who are curious and might want to hire you.
Well, you know, if you have like boards on your deck that need to be replaced or something like that,
Fire extinguishers.
Fire extinguishers hung up, smoke detectors that you just didn't think about having them, and, you know, mounting those.
Dump runs
I've done. You know, if you have some siding missing on your house that, you know, needs to be put back up. Smaller jobs that a bigger general contractor just would not have the time to be able to do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, if you need a set of stairs put on outside, I can do that. Yeah, I just need to be careful on how big of a job I take on, because I need to be able to do it basically by myself.
Unless we have people that are patient and can wait and we can squeeze them in.
Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of clients out there that expect a 48-hour turnaround when they end up calling you.
Right.
I think that's a great service. And you also have to understand that growing businesses aren't going to be able to maintain that schedule for very long.
Right.
Elaine, what was the interview process like for you when you became business manager at SPS?
Well, first I was co-owner, and I didn't think that was big enough a title for what I do. So I renamed myself business manager.
Okay. There were several rounds of interviews.
Yes, I can imagine.
Oh, my goodness.
And what was your reaction, Elaine, when you realized you got the job?
I was very excited to be chosen. It was fun. You know what? I was a busy person already, and I thought, I'll just help Scott with his business.
Yeah.
Like we discussed, you know, earlier. I just figured I'd give him a hand, but I realized, oh, my gosh, this is a full-time job with the marketing and the promotion and the emails, never-ending emails, and scheduling and rescheduling, and it just never ends. So this is stuff that Scott does not have in his skill set, so I'm happy to help him with that.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Elaine, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing, because what she does, I could do it. I don't really like to do it, but it would take me so much longer than it does her.
Sure.
You know? I mean, for me to be able to do that type of stuff, I won't have time to do the inspections and all the other stuff.
Right. But you complement each other very well.
We do.
Yeah, with your skill sets. Mm-hmm.
We do, and I don't have to go on inspections, and I'm fine with that.
You're fine with that?
I've gone on a couple to take pictures and stuff for social media, but it's long. It takes a long time to go through every aspect of the house and run the water and everything. It's like 2 hours.
She was just checking up on me, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Is she really out doing that stuff?
She's keeping you honest, for sure. Did either of you expect the kind of growth for this company that has occurred in less than a year?
Well, that's what I got to keep telling myself. You know, we've only been at it since, you know, really, well, we launched in February, but I mean, I actually started the, you know, doing my first inspection was in March, so it's only been a few months.
Yeah.
So, we look back at it, it's like, wow, yeah, we're doing all right, really.
So we started out with being the person that they call, because realtors have their favorites, and Scott was the one that they would call when their regular inspector couldn't do it. And he became that person that could get things done in, you know, 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And those people keep calling him for the first call. So that's pretty exciting. He's got 100% positive reviews, and so I'm really, really proud of how well he's done.
Yeah, I've actually even had one realtor tell me that. I was her good luck inspector, yeah. Because the last three that I did for her, the deal went through without any issue.
Yeah, she's raking in those commissions.
Yeah, she's really liking me on
those. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
You're making her some money.
Exactly.
Yeah, with the quick turnaround.
Yeah.
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 You also do sewer line scoping and septic inspection.
I do. Not my favorite thing to do, but, you know, when I first started doing this, I wasn't doing that type of thing, and it just got so hard to be able to coordinate another guy to come and do that type of service, because a lot of times they couldn't be there at the same time I was there, so then that meant that the realtor would have to go back out on a different day to get these done, because you can't just pop on somebody's property and start doing an inspection. You know, you need the realtors
right.
need to be on site. So I decided that I'd get the state certification for septic inspections, and so now I offer that.
And radon testing as well.
Yes, I put the little container down in the house, and it basically sits there for 48 hours, and then I drop it off at the lab, and then within a few days they get the results on that.
Yeah.
Same thing with water.
Radon is something that I don't know a lot of people are familiar with, but it can be very dangerous.
It can be, yeah. Yeah, it's always good to know if you have it or not. Then you can put in a mitigation system if need be.
I'm looking at your website here because I'm not all that familiar with radon, and it's a natural radioactive gas that you can't see, smell, or taste.
Correct.
And it's the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers
yep.
in America.
Yep.
So
yeah,
definitely get your house tested.
Yeah, and just, you know, it's in the ground, and it just seeps up through. So, yep. of course, you know, and your foundations, you know, dug into the ground. So that's where the issues start. To get a system in there, it's pretty a basic type, just a vent, really, type of thing. So well spent money to get a system in there to have a peace of mind on that.
Whenever we have contractors or inspectors on this show, I always like to ask them, what is the worst DIY project that they have seen when they've gone into a house for work? Do you have anything you can share?
I guess people that try to do their own plumbing.
Yeah.
You know, they just hook pipes up and let it go, and it's like, no, that's not right. You know, it's like, and then they wonder why their sink keeps plugging up, because they're using these flexible pipes, which makes the job easy because you can move it wherever you need it, but it just holds things in there and collects all kinds of, you know what. So
I think plumbing and electrical should be left to the professionals.
Exactly. Electrical, I've seen some service panels that double tapping is a big thing here in Maine, which I don't know if
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, what it is, each breaker has one screw is for one wire.
Okay.
So double tapping is when people add some type of electrical outlet or whatever, and instead of putting in another breaker, they just loosen that screw, put another wire into it. Now you got two, sometimes three wires under one screw. And it's
easier.
It works, you know, but it's just it could cause some issues.
Yeah. You ever walk into a house and you're like, oh, this is going to be a long day?
Actually, one I did shortly after I started doing this, I did one, and we got halfway through the inspection, and the guy said, no, I'm not doing it.
Right.
We walked out of there, so it was just that bad. You know?
But you also had one where the dad followed you around for his daughter and said, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Just last week, actually, we do the inspection, and he's there, and he says, I know what I'm talking about. I've owned a house for 40 years. And, you know, it's like, oh, boy, here we go. This is going to be a long one. But this guy that thought he knew everything didn't even know they were supposed to pull the pin to operate a fire extinguisher.
Oh, boy.
He was wondering why it didn't work.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's funny. I love that story.
Wow. Well, at least he knew everything outside of that.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah,
right,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And we should mention, too, that you offer a 10% discount to your fellow veterans.
My fellow veterans, yes, I do. You know, my fellow veterans gave so much, and it's just one little way that I can say thank you for their service. You know, I've been thanked for my service so many times. It's just one little way that I can thank them for their service too.
Yeah. Elaine, where can folks go online to learn more about your business?
spspropertyinspections.com.
All right.
Oh, good
usually,
job. Good job.
Usually they email me directly at spspropertyinspections@gmail.com. Like, yeah. I get so many emails, which is great.
It's you want to awesome. Be busy.
Keeps me busy. Yes,
right?
It does.
You want to be busy.
Yeah.
Anything else about SPS Property Inspections that either of you would like our listeners to know before we move on to our final segment?
Can you think of anything?
You covered it. I think that's so.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time.
You know, and if you think your handyman project might be too big, don't hesitate still to reach out to me. Let me be the one to tell you that it's too big of a project, you know.
If they're patient.
And if they're patient, if they don't mind me, working a couple hours and then, a couple days later go back, a couple more hours, that type of thing, I'm more than happy to do what I can to help them out.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Scott, where did you learn all of these skills?
Actually, when I got out of high school, I went into building construction trade program at, well, then it was CMVTI, which is now Central Maine Community College. And then I built houses with my uncle for a few years after that. And then, as a lot of little boys, I guess, always wanted to drive trucks. So I got my Class A tractor trailer license, and then I did that for quite a few years, and then before I got into doing the business, I worked for some building products companies. Mm-hmm. So I've been around it for quite a few years.
You'll never be out of work if you learn the trades.
Well, that's the goal. Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our house is looking pretty good.
I bet it is.
If he has any downtime.
Yeah.
I'm sure
Elaine
job.
Keeps you busy too.
Yeah. I had one day where I didn't have any inspections or well, I stayed more busy on that day than I do on days I had inspections.
You had some time on your hands, and Elaine's like,
right, here's the list.
I'll keep you busy.
Here's the list.
He does good work.
Yeah. Get that honey-do list going, right?
That's good.
Yeah, and that. I'm glad you said that, because if, people do have that honey-do list that they can't get to, well, give me a call and maybe I can help out with some of that stuff.
Congratulations on the success of your business and the expansion of your business
as well. Thank you.
It's awesome to see.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
So we are going to move on to our final segment now, which is called...
Three Random Questions.
It sure is. We're going to ask you guys...
I didn't think we were doing
questions.
That today.
Oh, what are you talking about?
We thought there was other guests here.
Well, I had to cancel them because I knew you guys
you
were coming
call,
in.
Yeah.
So I told them to stay home.
Oh, yeah, really. My goodness.
So I'm going to ask you guys questions that have nothing to do with anything that we've talked about. We're just trying to get to know you a little better as members of our community. Elaine, I know you're a big fan of this segment.
It depends on the question.
I was going to say you're a big fan of this segment when you're not.
When she's listening.
The question.
Oh, yeah. I love listening. Yeah.
Scott, we'll start with you.
Okay.
If you had a time machine and you could only take one round trip, where would you go and why?
Oh, my goodness. One round trip.
I know that.
Go ahead. You start.
Because I heard this earlier this week, and I was thinking, I want to see Harper, my little granddaughter, what she's going to do with her life, what she's going to, in the future. Is she going to be this amazing? She is going to be amazing. She's amazing. What is she going to do? Is she going to change the world after she graduates? And is she going to make it big in Hollywood as an actor or singer or dancer? I don't know. She does it all. So that would be my thing.
How far ahead in time would you go? Because you only get one trip.
I know. So I would say maybe when she's like, 25 or 30.
Okay.
By then she'll have a solid career.
Me?
Yeah, what do you think, Scott?
I'd go the other way. Yeah. like when my parents were growing up and seeing how the world was then, how much better the world was then than it is now, you know, especially everything that you're hearing in the news.
Right.
That's going on. So, yeah, that's what I'll go back.
You're going to feel like,
I
can buy a house for 40 grand? Are you, what? Wow.
I can remember mom and dad telling me that they bought the house for $11,000.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Imagine.
It's like, my goodness.
All right, I'm just going to have a little cry.
Yeah.
Right here. I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, especially now, you know, with me doing inspections and seeing the prices of some of these houses. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Scott, what is your go-to breakfast order?
Go-to breakfast order. It is a sausage and cheese omelet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Do you get it anywhere local or do you make it at home?
I don't usually make them at home. Yeah. It's, you know, depending on where we're going, pretty much. I look at the menu and it's like, I don't know why I'm looking at the menu. I'm going to order the thing.
Yeah. It's just a courtesy.
It's just, Yeah. Got to look at something while before they come
back.
That's
right. Got to look at something while you're waiting for Elaine to order. And you're like, yeah, I can't believe I hired you. Oh my God, it takes so long to order breakfast. Elaine, what is your go-to breakfast?
Well, I'm easy. I have, every day I have protein shakes, but once in a while I'll go out to my favorite restaurant for breakfast is The Station, and they have a crusted French toast with cornflake crust that is absolutely amazing, and they've ruined French toast for me anywhere else. So if I go to breakfast, that's where it is. But you know, normally it's just a boring protein shake.
Okay. Final question. It's going to be a little introspective.
Uh-oh.
You might like it. You might not.
Uh-oh.
Elaine, what is your favorite thing about yourself?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I can give you a list of things I don't like about myself.
I don't want that.
If I had to say one thing, it'd be the fact that I'm organized. Mm-hmm. And I think I was born that way. And it's never changed. I've never wavered. I'm just very organized. I'm also very strong in my faith. I probably should have said that. But anyway.
So when you had a toy box as a kid, all your toys were in order?
Oh, yeah. Just, of course. Yeah. By color, by size, never wavered, and it probably never will.
All right. Yeah. Scott, you've had some time to think.
Yeah, I have.
What do you got?
So mine would be my faith and helping people, you know, being able to just explain things to people, almost like a teacher type thing, you know. So.
Good one.
Or a mentor, too, right? Can be that. So,
I really enjoy doing that.
Great answers, you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Hope you had fun.
It was fun, yes. It's always fun with you, Mark.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, folks, if you would like more information, you can go online to spspropertyinspections.com and check out their blog as well. You guys do a great job with the blog.
Thank you.
So it keeps the site fresh, and it's a great website to begin with.
Thanks.
So, be sure to check that out. And we want to thank Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBloy's Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat.
And I will say, I have bitten my cat.